Could you tell us anything that comes to mind about the new life?
Hmm?
About Baba's new life phase?
Well, new life phase, I was Nariman, Ramju Abdullah and one more. We were not allowed to go with him. We were asked by him and given duties, some duties to perform in new life. I didn't go with him. We share, and according to Baba, we were called as arrangement dwellers. So I had certain duties he had given during his absence. We had Rano, Kitty and two Indian women in my house. Nariman had two other women in his house. Those who were not, they were not asked to accompany Baba. Not that they did not want to go. I have got a talk on new life. If you want, I will read.
Yes.
Should I?
Yes.
See, before coming here, I had just prepared 5 or 6 talks, so that it is easier. Jai Baba. I am not planning to deliver this course to you, but I thought I would say a little bit about Mer Baba's new life, as it is one of the most significant periods of Baba's advent, which can be particularly meaningful to anyone who wants to live a life of surrender and devotion to Him. As far as we know, the avatar has never before set out on anything like the new life, and so it stands as another one of the unique aspects of this advent. Its creativity and freshness probably capture as much of Baba's beauty as anything else, and the personal sacrifices he made during it show the great extent to which he will go to help in sharing to hoist the burden his lovers have to bear. I was not one of Baba's companions during the new life, but I was fortunate enough to be one of the workers who helped make the arrangements for Baba and his companions during the different stages of it. And I was able to observe the changes in Baba after the new life, as well as the changes the new life brought about in his relationship with his mandali and lovers. From all of this, I have gathered a few impressions that I would like to share with you. Although it is impossible for me to adequately say what the new life is, or to come to an understanding of Baba's actions during this period. In fact, Baba always discouraged us from doing this. At least one thing is certain. The new life, like all else the avatar does, is a means or a tool through which he draws his lovers closer to him. In the dynamics of this work, the new life holds a special place, as the underlying aspect of it is the intimate companionship with God as a man. For during this period, Baba came down from the height of his divinity, which characterized his whole life, to the level of each one of us by becoming a perfectly ordinary man who was at the same time a perfect companion to all. Baba's companionship, as I have experienced it through a life under his direct guidance and through many priceless days spent at his side, was always warm, deeply personal and friendly. I was seldom overwhelmed by his divinity or spiritual majesty. Baba never made me conscious of there being any distance between us, nor did he make his close ones feel that there was a long spiritual path to labor through before we could be with him, as he was right by our side, far more intimate with us than we could ever be with ourselves, naturally pouring out his love in his simple and unaffected way. Through the new life, I feel, Baba generated this feeling of intimacy with him for all to share in. When we begin to open up from the rituals of a routine relationship with Baba, we will find him to be more and more by our side. At first, his presence will be momentary, but as we grow in the conviction that he too desires to be our constant companion, we will find him more and more by our side, sharing all events we have to face, not just as a beloved, but as a very old and dear friend. In leading a new life with Baba, there is no distance to cover to be with him, as he is nearer to us than our own breath. There is no path to tread that leads somewhere. As Baba stressed, that the new life is never-ending and eternally alive. A new life with Baba should never involve the spiritual parts, its experiences, or the attainment of spiritual status. When we enter into a sincere and open relationship with Baba, he draws a veil over all of these and in his love and compassion for us, takes each one along a specially created route to God as the Divine Beloved, that at the same time keeps us constantly with him. During Baba's darshan programs and during the many years of Baba's old life, his mandali would constantly see people come to him, bow down to him, revere and worship him, but somehow fail to feel that they had received what he gave them, because in their minds they had created a measureless distance between themselves and him. Through the new life, Mer Baba broke this distant type of relationship between God and man. One mistake that people are frequently tempted to make in trying to live a new life for Baba is to imitate the new life's outer activity or to think that they are living it as Baba lived it with his companions. But the new life as Baba lived it is a closed chapter, a phase of his work that is completed. It is not the latter or the outer form of the new life that Baba wants us to follow. He wants us to live in the spirit of it, as it was this aspect of the new life that Baba always stressed. As Baba has very beautifully said, the new life is endless, and even after my physical death, it will be kept alive by those who live the life of complete renunciation of falsehood, lies, hatred, and anger, greed, and lust, and who, to accomplish all this, do no lustful actions, do no harm to anyone, do no backbiting, do not seek material possessions or power, who accept no homage, neither covet honor nor abundance, nor shun disgrace, and fear no one and nothing. But those who rely wholly and solely on God, and who love God purely for the sake of loving, who believe in the lovers of God and in the reality of manifestation, and yet do not expect any material or spiritual reward, who do not let go the hand of truth, and who, without being upset by calamities, bravely and wholeheartedly face all hardships with 100% cheerfulness and give no importance to caste, creed and religious ceremonies. This new life will live by itself eternally, even if there is no one to live it, quotes over. This was by Baba, Jai Baba.